closet.
Okay. What would you call a room in your house where you put things you aren't using?
Storage.
Okay. What covers a house?
Roof.
Okay. What would guide the rain away from the roof?
What do you call those things? We don't have any.
I know, we don't have a use for them here.
Nothing. I guess it rain, or I don't know.
All right. I've got no name. That's fine. That's why I always like gargoyles, because we don't have a use for gargoyles in this town.
Yeah, really.
What would they put on houses, say, in a place where it rains a lot and they have frame houses? They want to keep the rain off. They don't have to repaint the house. They put some stuff on it.
Are you talking about awnings or?
Well, it's something that covers the side of the house that comes in strips.
Storm windows?
Well, or just the actual side of the house. Storm windows, yeah, for the windows, but something that Sears sells, like the vinyl strips that you can put on the outside of a house. Of course, we'd never use it here because
he doesn't know.
Well, I'll have a sip.
I got you. We had it on our house on Valley. That siding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you just call it siding?
Yeah, just covered the wood so we wouldn't have to have it painted.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a
big
plus.
Well, we had aluminum cover, yeah.
It wasn't aluminum.
Well, we did on...
No, it wasn't aluminum. It was a vinyl type covering.
I'd do it if I lived back east. I wouldn't want to have to repaint the house every year.
We had a lot of wood, high-pitched roof, and all the wood.
English style, was it?
Gable area.
Okay.
Got
to looking pretty good.
And we lived on such a hill with no protection from any side. We had to have it painted every 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and that got to be very expensive, so we did that siding.
We were very happy.
I'll leave you all alone.
Put that siding up there, because it sure did make a big difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, if the wind blows the door open, what do you have to do to keep the wind out?
Shut the door.
Yeah. When you get up in the morning, you shave and you look into the
mirror,
and the mirror is made out of
glass.
Mm-hmm. Dorothy said, "There's no place like
home."
Mm-hmm. You sweep up with a
broom.
Mm-hmm. Now, out in your backyard, I noticed you had a little place where you could sit. What do you call that?
Patio.
Mm-hmm. Is it covered or uncovered?
Covered.
Does it matter whether it's covered or uncovered for it to be a patio?
No. You can have it either way, an open patio or closed-in patio or screen patio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just about whatever your choice is.
Mm. All right. These window coverings right here, what do you call those?
Louvered.
Okay. And if you had one that rolled up and you had to pull down?
Never had one of those. I guess that would be storm windows, wouldn't it?
Well, the window dressing, something like this, but not, you know, I mean like fabric that rolls up, and then when you want to keep the light out, you pull it down, and then you can roll it back up.
Uh-huh. I've seen them, but I never call them anything.
Okay, that's fine.
I think they're shades. We've had them.
Shades?
You should be interviewing me, not him. Maybe.
That shade is kind of a put-on.
What?
Shade is kind of a put-on. She's
shade
after linguistics, honey.
What?
Shade is a put-on as far as...
Why are you saying shade?
Oh.
What?
I'd be smart
about it, that's all. He's trying to put on a dialect for me.
He just doesn't really know the answer to think about the house because...